This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Roderick Justice from the Children's Theater of Cincinnati. Roderick is the producing artistic director for the theater and the director of the upcoming show, Alice in Wonderland, and will be performed at the Taft from October 15th through the 23rd. Welcome, Roderick.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the show is based on Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass, so it's a little bit of a mashup between the two books. It's a whimsical, wonderful, excuse the pun, musical. It's a brand new musical written by Janet Vogt and Mark Friedman, and it was commissioned for the Children's Theater's season. And it explores all kinds of themes, especially the theme of growing up. I think at one point all of us say to ourselves, I want to be big enough to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. So it explores that theme, and it also explores the theme of slowing down to smell the roses.
Now, the folks who wrote this musical, it is a world premiere, as you said, have done a lot of work with children's theater. Is that right?
Yes. We commissioned them to do The Magical Adventures of Merlin. We also commissioned them to do Rapunzel, A Very Hairy Fairy Tale, several seasons ago.
Right.
And they've also been seen on our stages doing How I Became a Pirate. So they are very familiar to the area. They do works all over the Cincinnati region and around the country.
Now, for listeners who maybe are more familiar with Alice in Wonderland through the movie, you've mentioned that this musical is combining two mm-hmm. books by Lewis Carroll. Can you give us a sense of the scope of Alice's story beyond what we might be familiar with?
Sure. And if you're comparing it to other Alice in Wonderland you've seen, it's important to know that this is lighthearted. It's not dark. It's not scary. It's very fun and whimsical and playful. We meet all of your favorite characters from the books, from the Cheshire Cat, which is a giant 9-piece black light puppet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. To Tweedledee and Tweedledum, the Caterpillar, the Queen of Hearts, flamingos, they're all there.
I wondered if you could describe the costume for us and kind of talk about the way the show's going to look.
Sure. Jeff Shear, who is our new resident costume designer with the Children's Theater, really went all out on this one. He took elements of couture high fashion when you go to Wonderland. So in the parlor scene, we see Alice in her nice petite pinafore dress. And then when she goes down the rabbit hole, suddenly her dress gets bigger and more couture, and she's in this world of high fashion. So you're going to recognize all of these characters, but if you look closely, you'll see that there's elements of couture fashion with each character. With the Queen of Hearts, her entire skirt is made of, it looks like folding cards. So you see the back of the card and the front of the Queen's face card around the bottom of her dress. It's pretty neat. And her collar is actually a card, and her face acts as the face of the Queen.
So I'm thinking about listeners who maybe have not had an opportunity to go to the Taft and see a show with their children. And this is really just such a neat space to experience theater with younger kids. I wondered if you could kind of describe what that's like for someone who hasn't been there. And also, what are the ages of kids who come to the shows?
Well, we're proud to say that we are a theater for children of all ages, including children at heart, like us.
Yes.
So we are enjoying the show just as much as our little ones are enjoying the show sitting beside us. And we're also enjoying watching the little ones enjoy the show. So it's very rewarding as an adult to be able to watch our children get enveloped in storytelling and take away great life lessons. So it's edutainment.
Edutainment.
We're also inspiring kids through what we're doing. The Taft is a great space. It's a big Broadway-style theater, 2,200 seats. But don't let that intimidate you. With the Children's Theater's productions, every time we come out on the stage, it makes it feel intimate and family-friendly. It's very convenient. There's parking garages all around. You can pop right over to the show. The show is only an hour long, so it's very convenient for schedules as well.
And it's kind of such a classic, old-fashioned theater.
Oh, it's a beautiful space.
It's a beautiful space. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about the production, about children's theater, things that are coming up?
Sure. We have an amazing season as well. Elf the Musical Junior will be opening up in December. And after the new year, we have a classic, The Wizard of Oz, and we'll close with a high-flying swinging jungle adventure, Disney's Tarzan. So if you love Phil Collins, you will definitely want to come out for Tarzan. Another thing that we're doing this year that's very exciting for all of us, as we are trying to ignite this passion for theater in all children. We're doing sensory-friendly performances on the first Monday of each run. If you have someone that has some sensory issues, this is the perfect space for them to have a judgment-free zone to watch great live theater.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's very exciting to think about Alice in Wonderland coming. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
I've been talking to Roderick Justice, who is directing the upcoming show Alice in Wonderland for Children's Theater of Cincinnati. For more information, see our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.